And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is, oh, I'm so excited, this is Cock Sparrow. What's it like to be old? Listen to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cockspan. What's it like to be old? From a new, guess what, cherry red box set. That's
out.
Like,
excellent.
Loving the cherry red, yeah. So they brought out again their first, well, it's not really their first four albums. It's their first three albums and all the stuff they did that didn't quite make an album with some extra tracks on it. Hence that, what's it like to be old, that's from that. So you can, the best way to find out about them, Tony, is to go to their website, which is
cocksparrow.co.uk.
Oh, it is, mate. You're in there. In there like swimwear. It's Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. I wonder if me and the internet will become an issue later on in the show.
It might well do.
It may well do. So this is a bit of the show when I like telling a joke or a poem. I've had none again. If you've got a joke or poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email. Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. But I can introduce someone that we have here, because we've got a living and breathing Canada Nardaman plus one in the house, Tony.
Excellent.
We got Preston Buttons here from Air Out My Shorts. Do you still do it?
No.
All right, well, there we go. Preston Buttons from the former, now retired, Air Out My Shorts. Is your stuff still online? Can people still listen?
Yes. As far as I know, I haven't listened in quite some time.
Right, but if they wanted to, what's the website for it?
AirOutMyShorts.com.
AirOutMyShorts.com. So go to it. And like, would you like
or the itspot.com.
Or the itspot, itspot.com.
Yes.
So they can go there. So you can maybe find it. Right. And what was the show about then? Our listeners might not know.
We would, my co-host, the Word Whore, and I would drunkenly destroy user-submitted stories.
Right.
And we'd do a really shit job of reading them.
But it was fun, wasn't it? Because you used to get drunk while you're doing it, didn't you, as
yes.
well? Because we did. Was it 2006? I was there to witness it.
Yes, and secrets be told, sometimes we'd record more than one episode at a time, so they would get progressively worse.
Right, okay.
No, we'd never
well,
do
that's
that.
Like, yeah, that's like this show in its own. This show has just got progressively worse over fucking 13 years.
Yes, true.
Well, look, we'll be talking to you a bit more in the show about what you're doing and why you're here. And who the lovely Mrs. Buttons is as well. We'll maybe find out a bit more about her. Do you want to say hello, Mrs. Buttons?
Hello, Mrs. Buttons.
There you go. She's good at this. She's like, say goodbye, Tony. That's amazing. So we're going on the next track, shall we?
All right.
All right. So next song this week. I'll tell you what, this is something I wasn't expecting, Tony. When you think about the music of Trinidad and Tobago, what do you think of?
Reggae.
Well, not really. Reggae's Jamaica, isn't it? Trinidad and Tobago's all that. What's that thing called?
Calypso.
It is Calypso. Thank you.
Calypso.
We need Buttons here more often. You were miming it, which wasn't a great help, Mrs. Buttons. But yeah, you normally expect Calypso, but no. There's a band called Joint Pop, Tony.
Okay.
You would expect Joint and a bit of popping going on there in Trinidad and Tobago. Rock band coming up now. It's kind of rock. You know how some of us are saying it's not punk rock, it's kind of rock punk. I'm going to let you have a listen to it. That's probably the best thing to do here. Joint Pop have got a new single out now. We've been sent it. We're going to play it. What is Joint Pop's Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/Joint Pop Band.
Facebook.com/Joint Pop.
Bollocks.
Paulie V and the Internet 1, Tony 1. This is Amplify.
Everybody's born to the plain jazz chords. Me, I'm trying to simplify. But don't get me wrong, I'm industry long. Stand right here and justify. Yeah, amplify, amplify, amplify the situation. Rectify, rectify, rectify the revolution. Pray to the Lord, I want direct conversation. Should I hold my tongue, put some thorns in my crown? Ain't no fun in being crucified. Amplify, amplify, amplify this holy nation. Come on, rectify, come on, rectify, rectify the resurrection. Stop, stop, your dream is over. We don't have to cry no more. No more. Yes, I know the truth hurts. Let me tell you a little lie. Yes, I know the lies hurt.
You're listening to the Fuselies underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Joint Pop and Amplify. That is currently the only track I have by them But if we get more, you might hear some more Trinidad and Tobago rock punk in the future, because it's certainly the first band we've ever played from Trinidad and Tobago, as far as I know.
Right, could be. Yeah.
Could be, I think. Anyway, it's 1-1, we're doing all right. And Buttons is quite excited about, have we got any Facebook comments? Do we have any Facebook, Tony?
We do.
In that case, it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for Facebook comments. If you have a comment for us and you have Facebook, go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, leave us a comment, let us know anything really. Don't bother with the messages.
You sound like you're losing the will to live on this.
I sound a lot desperate, I think. I think Skype's sapping my will to live.
I understand.
But yes, thanks for your comments. We've got a few. Well, one this week. I say a few, I'm lying. Simon Knott's been in touch.
Yeah, but it's our lovely Simon, isn't it? I think I even replied to this comment. It's a beauty.
You did love it. He said, love the show. Apart from the beds, of course, which were a little tepid this week, the Facebook jingle is still jingling too. But all was made well in the world when I heard Death, Sex, Bloodbath. What an amazingly bonkers noise. I've immediately purchased the only available CD I could find on their Bandcamp page. Thank you. While I'm at it, working on the bookmaking industry, I'd like to point out the Paulie B versus the internet competition is extremely lopsided in favour of Paul. A handicap system or void points when bands haven't set a default URL is only fair. P.S. How about a listener competition where the winner gets to go on a pub crawl, including the Pelham and the Duke's Arms?
Hello, Duke's Arms. We've got the other way around.
I know.
It's a miracle.
I'd like to win. That's all. Thank you. It is a comment, though. It is a comment and a half, that. Thanks, Bert.
It's a great comment.
Covers all bases.
This handicap system is wrong. Right. He's absolutely wrong. I'll tell you why. Because Paulie B and the internet versus Tony does sound quite unfair. Mm. Because the internet is all knowledge. It's everything, yeah?
Yeah.
Except that I'm the antimatter equivalent of the internet, as in that I'm a giant bell end. So, me plus the internet equals nearly you. That's how I see it.
Right.
Because you know all about computers and stuff and that, and I don't.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And you know all about the internet and that, and I don't. So in this competition, what the internet actually does is help me out a bit to make it even. That's how I see it.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, but Simon Knott of the West Country were accusing me of cheating the odds with the bookies is a twat.
His version of it does sound a little complicated. In fact, my brain can't handle it.
I mean, I'd be happy to implement that if you'd like to see how it goes.
God, no.
We could give you a point and a half for everyone you get right.
No. It's easy now. We've got nine songs, nine
that's
points.
That's going to mess with our minds, isn't it?
Yeah.
So should we say bollocks to that, then?
Yeah, bollocks to that one. Because it's just too complicated. But thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Simon. And we know that Tony has been given the opportunity to and has turned down the chance.
His innate laziness has shown through.
It really
and his unwillingness to change.
Dying. You are shiningly lazy.
I just don't like change.
Alright then, so anyway, that's it, is it?
That's it, yeah.
But that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tell you that.
No.
Frankie Boyle, you know what we should have done?
What's that?
We've got Preston Buttons and Mrs. Buttons here. We should have got them to sing it.
There you go.
Would you like to sing it?
That's a terrible idea.
Alright, you don't want to have a crack at that then? You don't want to have a crack at the Facebook jingle? No? So that's no then. It's Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. It's not fucking opera.
In which key?
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la la la.
Yeah, that sounded like fucking Soft Kitty, didn't it? Right, let's not do that anymore, then. Let's play two songs in a row, shall we, Tang?
Let's do that, yeah.
All right, stay tuned for The Human Project. First up, a band called Last Day Sec, Tony, which are London art rock, but as I've written it in my notes, they're Lonsong art rock, because I can't spell on the internet, let alone anything else. Right, last day check. I don't know what to say. Right, Fat Boy, are you listening? That's a clue, isn't it?
Ah, okay.
All right. I think you're going to like this, though. Very good new single out right now by London art rock. But rather like the way Sisters of Mercy and Bauhaus refused to say they were goth bands and describe themselves as art house or art rock bands, here comes Last Day Sect with some London art rock. What is Last Day Sect's Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/Last Day Sect.
Simple as that. LASTDAYSECT, which makes it probably being Internet 1. Tony, 2.5. No, two. Anyway, this is The Witch House.
Otherworldly geometry, indescribable colors and sounds, iridescent prolately. Spheroidal bubbles flitting around, polyhedral figure, very sapient, profound, profound. Bizarre dreams, inorganic, organic abound, nightly without exception, cause I am Mason and a rat-bodied human face familiar. Sign the book of Azathoth. An earthly sound leads me death. Have to tell someone my horrific story. A sacrificial knife, a bold, strange stone statuette of the headed elder things from the... Non-Euclidean calculus and quantum physics. 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 Prisms, labyrinths, clusters of cubes and planes, and cyclopean buildings. Exception, cause I am Mason and a rat-bodied human face familiar. I signed the book of Azathoth.
Joe.
course we pay for what they've lost.
You're listening to Dizarro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Human Project and That 1%. That was Leeds Melodic Punk and a particularly angry anti-Tory track there. That'll be right up your street, Tony.
Excellent.
Bed Tony, as you're known in some quarters. I don't think you are. Red Tone. Brilliant.
I'll take it.
My granddad was called Ken. He was called Red Ken, and Ken Livingston's called Red Ken. That's two Red Kens.
Mm.
So we've got two Red Kens and a Red Tone. Red Paul just sounds a bit rubbish, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder what colour I would be. My eyes are the colour of moss, apparently.
Are they really?
Yeah, yeah. I was likened to... Oh, was I likened to lichen? I nearly was, wasn't I? Nice. I was likened to moss. My eyes, apparently. Look, she's not even... Mrs. Buttons. You do remember this, do you? She's miles away. We've just been in the oldie trip to Jerusalem. That's what I did last week. It wasn't that long ago. And she said that the moss on the back wall really brought out my eyes.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful, isn't it? Right, so anyway, Tone, what is The Human Project's Bandcamp page?
TheHumanProject.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. It's Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 1. I think Simon Knott needs to think again.
Mm-hmm.
It's me that needs the help. The internet is not enough, clearly.
There you go.
James Bond was thinking the world wasn't. I'm taking on the net now. And by the way, of course, the internet wouldn't exist without Lord Byron. But that's another story. So anyway, we might play some more Human Project if we get some more. That's another one that I've only got them on track.
Okay.
Did you do anything last week?
I don't think I did. I'm not sure. Actually, it's unusual, but no. I've been preparing for the holiday, so we're going on holiday on Thursday. So it's just
right.
I booked the ferry, I booked the hotel.
You driving?
Yep.
Yeah,
going to leave here about 7 a.m, get to Dover for 12, get to Dunkirk for about 2, hit Antwerp about 4.
Is that what you're doing this week?
Yes, that's true. Shall I save it? I'll save that.
Save that for what we're doing this week.
Exciting week ahead.
I've only got action down for what I did last week, and I can't remember what action it was. As you notice, there's even an exclamation mark.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Oh.
But what I was preparing for was the arrival of our Canadian chums, our friends from across the pond, the northern side, America's Hat, mm-hmm. Canadana. And we went out last night, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
We did indeed.
Right. Why don't you talk about last night, Buttons?
Well, we went to...
Because I'm on smoko.
We did... We made it out to the Pelham at the end of the night.
Oh, dear.
Which is the local. And it's absolute bedlam at the place. you couldn't write better characters than
many people would have. Many people would have seen it in as like the Alcoholic Orcs annual meeting. But what it actually was just Sunday in the Pelham. It was mad, wasn't it? It was crazy. They were just falling off chairs all over the place. Someone had split up with someone, so was getting pissed. Someone had got back together with someone, so was getting pissed. Someone's lost his job, so was getting pissed. Someone had got a job, so was getting pissed. And just everyone was just getting leathered, weren't they? And Tony,
yeah,
hot chick behind the bar.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's like first time I've seen an attractive woman in the pub, to be honest.
Blimey.
And he had to pay her. But it's like, yeah. What we actually did, I can summarise here, was I met our Canadian friends at about 4 p.m. in the Lion.
Mm.
They got the pub. We had a drink in there. Then we went back to mine where we sat in the garden and had a drink. Then we went out for Sunday dinner and had a drink. Then we came back to mine, had a drink.
Then we went to the Lion for the music pub quiz.
Then we went to the Lion for the pub quiz, but by then we were too drunk to do it, so we just had a drink. Then we went to the Pelham where we had a drink. Then we came back, Mrs. Buttons went to bed. Me and Buttons did 2/3 of a bottle of rum because we didn't think we'd had enough.
Jesus.
And he got angry about Tom Tom Club. I think that's pretty much it, isn't it?
That's a succinct sum up of the night.
What did you do with his shoes?
Oh yeah, what did you do with my shoes?
I don't know, the shoes were just lying, a bag of shoes, rather nice shoes.
Thank you.
Spread out across the hallway.
Oh, right.
And I've gotten one of your blazers in the bedroom for some reason.
Right, this doesn't sound good. I mean, this might explain why you did both end up in separate bedrooms last night. Quite clearly, I was in one of them with you.
Oh dear.
Sporting a blazer.
Action.
You got a man in a black suit.
Hey, that's why I always wear a suit, man. It opens doors.
Apparently so.
Like your bedroom door, quite clearly. Right, look. Speaking of which, you swinging lovers, let's get on the next track. This is a genuine From the Vaults.
Okay.
Brought to you in the Sarnos, Tony.
Okay, cool.
Sir Herbert Sarongster had rocked up on Facebook with a photograph of his terrible psoriasis. He was like, oh, you poor bloke. But it made me think, you know what, we ought to play him a track.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to say right now, the history of me and Rochie and the Sarnos is such, I first heard them when I was about 15 years old, thought they were absolutely brilliant. They brought out an album called Understanding Sarno. I didn't understand Sarno, it's hard to understand, that's the whole point. One of the most curious bands ever. They didn't bring another album out for 20 years, which is called The Golden Dawn, which came out in, I think, 2008. And they toured it a little bit, and they did the Psychobilly meeting, but I ended up interviewing Sir Herbert Sarongster, the lead singer of Rochie and the Sarnos, and me and him got on famously really, really well, and then he disappeared from sight for a few years.
Okay.
The band, no one knew what was going on with the band, no one knew what was going on with anything. Anyway, he's back.
Oh, good.
And he has been exhibiting his art, as well as possibly recording some new Rochie and the Sarnos material.
Mm.
Possibly. Anyway, thought we'd play a track from the second album, The Golden Dawn, in From the Vaults this week, as he had come to my attention again via Facebook. There isn't a Facebook page for Rochie and the Sarnos. There isn't a website for Rochie and the Sarnos. But if you type in Rochie and the Sarnos, R-O-C-H-E-E, and the S-A-R-N-O-S to the internet, you can find out stuff about them. So no point there, which means it remains Tony 3, probably being the internet 1.
Excellent.
And this is A Song for Swinging Lovers.
I felt the vibrancy, like in the pain. I was
listen to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a brilliant job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I was watching the Sarnos and a song for swinging lovers. Oh, what's that baby? That's a beep out of my kitchen.
Oh dear.
My kitchen just beeped. That's a bit worrying, isn't it? You don't want your kitchen beeping.
You do not.
Not on my watch. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for, with the Canada Nada Nardinans,
Tony's International Gig Guide.
No, that was like a polyphonic spree.
Beautiful, that.
All right, go for it, son.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have, thanks, Dad. If you have any gigs for us, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play, who are they playing with. It is international, Dad, to be in the UK. Let me know your gigs. I've had an email from our favourite Berliners, Porn Scars.
I love them.
Yep.
Loving the Porn Scars.
And they've got a couple of gigs coming up, and one... this week, one next week. So I'm going to save next week for next week. So stay tuned for that one. But for this
Tony,
week,
I can't help thinking, if I may interject at this point, your gig of the week in recent times has been where you are in Nottingham, always been not far away in Milton Keynes, and now you're going to Germany.
Mm.
Suspiciously, your gigs of the week are all in Germany.
Yeah, you see, I might sound like I'm quite meek, but I'm actually quite the ego. Weird, isn't it?
It's all about... Why is it the gig of the week? Because I'm there.
Yeah. That's fine.
Well, all right, let us hear it.
Right, so this Friday in Berlin at Schokoladen, supporting West Dead on the Tour of Death. So it's Porn Scars and West Dead. Schokoladen in Berlin. Entries about between 5 and 8 euros, which is quite specific. But yeah, so...
Did you say probably between 5 and 8 euros?
Yes.
Yeah, the Germans are a lot more laid back than they used to be, aren't they?
They've changed.
They really let themselves go.
So there you go.
They should be exact. But no, they go, no, it'll be... Although Berlin is different, isn't it? It's a pretty hippie town, Berlin.
It is.
There's like, we open when we want, we close when we want, you can smoke inside, drink what you like, everything's surprisingly cheap considering it's a capital city, unlike most capital cities in the world that are more expensive than others, as we were discussing earlier. But yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant Berlin.
Brilliant band, brilliant place. If you are around there, do check it out. Berlin, go watch Porn Scars.
Brilliant, mate.
Yes.
It's brilliant.
Nice.
It's hard to say that. I was hoping that would sound better than it did. I just ended up sounding like a bit of a fool. Once again. Is that it?
That's it. That's all we've got.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Crazy Berliners.
It's all about me.
Right, it might all be about you, Tony. As far as I'm concerned, it's all about the music. Okay. All these licks are so smooth. We're going to play two tracks in a row now. Staging for Clamour. That sounds pretty German itself. Staging for Clamour. Franz Clamour, was he a skier? He was a downhiller, wasn't he, Franz Clamour? He might have been Austrian.
Right.
Famous Austrian downhill skier. Clearly not that famous in either Canada, Nada, Nada, and all your house, because you're looking at me blankly.
No idea.
Anyway, first up, Reverse Family. Reverse Family, your instinct, Tony. London DIY post-punk. But Reverse Family have been doing a project, one song a day for a year.
Okay.
I believe this is song 360.
Blimey.
Yeah, and this song is a kind of alternative football anthem, what with the World Cup coming up and all that.
Mm.
There's, my kitchen's gone beeping again.
Oh dear.
My kitchen's right beeping. No, look, I'm getting, Mrs. Buttons has said, shall I go and check? I'm going, nah, it's only a beep, don't worry about it.
Couldn't possibly be a fire or anything.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah, I wouldn't worry about it. Well, your kitchen's only there. We'd see it. There's a fire. Unless I'm now going to be killed by an invisible fire. Ways of going. Invisible. What are you pointing in for?
Mr. Button started a fire last week.
Oh, did he?
Oh, dear.
What, just with his manliness?
He was trying to boil water.
He was trying to boil water and he started a fire. Well, didn't he just pour the water on the fire and sort it out?
No.
No, right. All right, well, why are you giggling about it? Maybe we'll hear about that in a bit, shall we? Anyway, back to this, Tony. What is Reverse Family? I mean, how can you start a fire with water? Right?
I'll explain how later.
You're the last of the airbenders. Right? I didn't know you were a bender. Right, let's play Reverse Family, shall we, Tony?
Okay.
What's the website? Do we do the website?
Nope.
Did you get the website right?
Nope.
What's Reverse Family's website?
ReverseFamily.com.
ReverseFamily.co.uk. Paulie Beans at 2, Tony 3. We are the team.
Find and dine or yield. Fear is a weapon and life is Brooklyn scorn. We'll search the earth endlessly for love and truth and sanity.
And who will be a modern god? A modern god. Who shall see this modern god? This modern god. And who will be a modern god? A modern god. Who shall see this modern god? This modern god.
Listen to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Clamour and Modern God. That's some Leeds alternative there for you, mate. New single out right now. I don't have a lot more information about Clamour than that. We got, I didn't get a lot of information through with the song I was sent, but I liked it, so we played it. But you can find out more about them via their website, which is
clamourband.com.
Clamour.co.uk.
Simple
as. So quite clearly, Franz Clamour, the well-known skier, I think, if he has got his own website, probably hasn't, but he clearly didn't get clamour.co. He wouldn't want dot. He wouldn't dot.
D-E.
What's Austria?
Oh.
Australia's AU, isn't it? So A-Z? Austrian. No. A-S?
A-S probably, yeah, maybe.
Could be A-Z, but who knows? It's Osterreich, isn't it? It could be OS, I suppose. Oh, I don't know. I don't know about Franz Clamour's website, but I know that Clamour is clamour.co.uk. Paulie being... no, so what's that? That's 3-3, isn't it? That's 3-3.
Yeah.
3, Tony, 3. Oh, it's exciting. Right, Tony. I know we already kind of know, but are you doing anything this week?
I'm going on holiday.
That's all about it again.
Yeah, so I'm doing my usual thing of Tony don't fly. I'm basically Mr. T.
Don't you fly?
Don't fly.
I ain't going on no flying pool. Was that the one we got wrong?
Yeah,
years ago.
Yeah, so we're ferrying. So leave Nottingham at 7, Dover for 12, Dunkirk for 2. Hit the Antwerp Ring Road, moving at 5 o'clock. Sit around Antwerp for about an hour. Yeah, going the right way around Antwerp Ring Road.
What do you hope to?
Oh, fingers crossed. It could go either way, to be honest with you. And then, yeah, bit of Belgium, bit of Holland, bit of Germany, and then staying in Essen for a couple of days.
Will you be visiting Bottrop?
Of course we will.
Brilliant.
We'll be hitting the Bottrop.
Where's it? It's twinned with somewhere good, isn't it, Bottrop? Isn't it twinned with Blackpool or something? Blackpool's brilliant. Blackpool and Bottrop.
Yes. It's awesome.
If there's one place you'd probably get your Bottrop, it would be Blackpool.
It's known for it.
Well, I think it is going for it. Oh, you are funny.
Yeah.
Right, so you'll be staying in Essen for a bit, will you?
Staying in Essen for a couple of days and then driving up towards Hamburg.
Hang on, isn't Essen German for eat?
It is, yeah.
To eat.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to eat, you're going to go to eat and then you're going to go to hamburgers.
Yep. That's how I roll.
You might put a few pounds on town, is what I'm saying.
That's all the way it goes. Yeah, so just about 10 days just driving up towards Hamburg and then back again. Yeah.
Right.
That's it, really.
That sounds good.
It does, it's all right. What are you up to?
Well, I've got my show in Oslo this Saturday.
Oh.
And it's an all Oslo native cast and me, although they're not all Norwegian. So it's all in English, don't panic. The Oslo Comedy Club, Horgan's on Hegda Haugsveien. And it's me. And Iselin Korsland, who is Norwegian, and Miriam Larsson, who's Swedish, Tromso Little, who I believe is a Geordie, and Adrian Minkovics, who, despite the Eastern European sounding name, is Argentinian. It being the World Cup, I thought we'd get an RG on, you know.
Nice.
Be fun for the last one. So you can find out more at oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. You can find out more about it there. Hope to see you there. You can get advance tickets via that website. And you guys, you're off to Paris, aren't you, Buttons? Is that right?
Yes, we are. We're spending a couple of days there, and then we're coming back to London for four.
Right. So you're taking the lovely Mrs. Buttons on a romantic trip to Paris, and then you're going to come back to London and get stociously hammered, yeah?
I think that the hammered theme is something that will probably carry to Paris as well.
Now, would you also like to tell me about Gunt?
I certainly would. Gunt is a punk band from Oshawa, Ontario. That's just outside of Toronto. And,
Oh, the beat!
Jeez. Tell you, could be a fire. Could be a fire. Gunter, a band that I discovered when I was making a short film, and I needed...
Hold on a minute. While you tell everyone about Gunt, I'm going to go and check on my Fabada. All right.
You do that. The I needed a song for a short film, and so I started looking at Canadian punk bands, and I found them on the internets. They're quite good. I've yet to see them play live, sadly. They're always playing in places that are not very close to me. But
I'm close to you.
That's
I'm very close to you now.
Literally, yes. Can you tell me what Gunt's Bandcamp page is?
Gunt.bandcamp.com.
You said that beautifully. Gunt.
However, you are wrong. Ah. It is gunted out, Don.
Gunted out. You want to say gunted out then, and then you got to say, I can't be that Canadian. Is it gunted out? G-U-N-T-E-D-O-U-T. Gunted out.
Gunt it out.
Gunt it out.
Yes. Ah.
G-U-N-T-I-T-O-U-T. Yes,
that is correct.
Help out the listeners here. Gunt it out. So, Tony, that means it's Paulie B Internet 3, Tony 3, Preston Buttons 1.
Fair enough.
So you're going to lose because that's your only shout, but you know what? You've kept it interesting for the last song. Right, so you're going to introduce the song, are you now? So what is it then?
This is Gunt, and this is their song, Death Angel. Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia. Thanks for doing a great job on the bedstone.
He's in San Benito's right now. He still messed it up.
Oh dear.
And the song.
What, should I do it again?
Well, no. And
all right, fine. And that was Death Angel by Gunt.
Taken from the movie.
Taken from the movie Party Crasher, coming out in the fall.
God, it's baby steps with you, mate. It's like that time, Tony, when I handed you. The controls on Mansfield 10 Cock for Punk and Disorder. Do you remember that? That
was, yeah, that's still wake up sweating in the middle of the night.
That was on your birthday, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
That was so funny. You were like, oh, now what? I got in a bit of trouble for that. Did I ever tell you?
I remember the day running up to it, they were quite, yeah, worried about it, or they'd heard. Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't that happy about the fact that I just let you take over without any trailing. But it was great. It was very funny. And that was very good. Well done, Bun. So what's the film called again?
It's called Party Crasher.
Party Crasher. And when are we going to be able to see that?
No set release date, but October.
That's promising.
Maybe have it for Mrs. Button's birthday.
The premiere could be on Mrs. Button's birthday.
Excellent. How about Halloween?
Oh, I thought that's what it was. Right then. So, Tony, I got a question for you.
What's that?
Have you got a twat?
No.
Bugger.
Yeah. Yeah, not heard anything. It's weird, isn't it? Maybe everyone's just so happy. I don't know why.
I don't think it is. I think people are so overwhelmed with the current twatness of the globe that they can't single it down to any one person.
Could be.
And no one wants twat life. In case life comes back and twats them in the face.
You really don't want that.
Yeah.
No. So,
there'll be no life twatting on this show. Not on my watch.
No. I'm drawing the line there.
So what do you think you're going to do instead? Anything planned, or should we just have a word with the buttons?
I think we should find out about this, how you set things on fire with water.
Let's do that. Off you go. You can get a twatting for this.
It's actually not as dramatic as it sounds. Although it did fill the place with smoke.
You don't even know how to sell a shot.
I was making a cup of tea, and I turned the wrong burner on, and there was a pan on too large of a burner with a plastic handle, and the fire alarm went off. We ran, and of course I was in on the computer while this was happening, and the place was filled with acrid plastic smoke, which I'm sure you know what that's like. Or maybe just I do because I set stuff on fire. But there was literally flame coming up from the stove.
You've set my heart on fire, Buttons.
It's a talent.
Is it?
I won't say what thing of mine he set on fire, but...
All right, then. So we're not going to find out which bit of Mr. Buttons set on fire. She's decided to shout in the background, not very loudly. So I'll explain it again. You don't want to tell us about the burning clitoris incident then, as it became known.
It's still burning.
Or the BCI, as it became known. Red tone was all over that.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Well, in that case then, should we just do the last song?
Why not?
How about that? Do you know what, Tony? I do like a little surprise for you, and I know it'll make you happy. We started off with a new album, or a new bunch of albums from Cock Sparrow. We're ending with another re-release from the Zipheads, Tony. Loving the Zipheads. Their last album was Z2 Rampage, absolutely fantastic. The first album we never got because we got an EP before it came out, but then they forgot to send us the album. So we've now got it re-released now with some additional tracks, Tony.
Okay.
The re-release of Prehistoric Beat, and the last track on it is an additional track, not on the original. You are going to love this, Tony. You know when you did that Bugsy Malone cover?
Bad Guys.
Alcohol did Bad Guys, didn't they? And it was really good, wasn't it? And you really liked it, and it was great. I liked it, it was a great version.
Yeah.
This is kind of a similar feel. They've only taken the classic track from Oliver, You've Got to Pick a Bucket or Two, and
classic. Lovely.
Tony, they've done a brilliant job with this. You're going to love it. What is the Zipheads website?
Is zipheads.co.uk?
It's zipheads.com. And it's also got that thing at the start. I know we don't say the W's, but it's ZZZ or ZZZ .zipheads.com.
Right.
Because that's that weird stuff that you can explain and I don't understand even when you tell me, so you might as well go again and maybe one of the Buttonses will know.
No, they've just added a subdomain to it, that's all. You can have whatever you want. It can be www, it can be zzz.
They've only gone and added a subdomain.
Bastards.
Even said that like a southerner. You gent. Because I'd go bastards for fun. You've gone bastard, you old bastard. They are from St. Albans, aka Snorbans, is known around there, and where the famous Dave is from, the guy that every time I've been to the States,
someone
has asked me if I know Dave from St. Albans. The Zipheads also from St. Albans. He's ended up Paulie B and the Internet 4, fairly Simon Knott. Preston Buttons 1, Tony 3. I'm beating you both in one hit. It's a double whammy. It's like the Forest Derby Derby. This is You've Got to Make a Bucket of You.
In this life, one thing counts. In the bank, large amounts. I'm afraid these don't grow on trees. You've got to pick a bucket or two.
You've got to pick a bucket or two, boys.
You've got to pick a bucket or two.
Break our backs, stupidly paying tax. Better get some untaxed income.
Better pick a pocket or two.
You've gotta pick a pocket or two, boys.
You've gotta pick a pocket or two.
Watch me or break our backs. Better pick a pocket or two. Robin Hood, what a crook. Gave away what he took. Charity's fine, subscribe to mine. Get out of bigger pocket or two.
You've got to pick a pocket or two, boys. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Tip from old Bill Sykes. He can whip what he likes. I recall he started small. He had to pick a pocket or two.
You've got a bigger pocket or two, boys. You've got a bigger pocket or two.
We can be like old Bill Sykes if we pick a pocket or two. Gent passing by, something nice takes his eye. Everything's clear, attack the rear. Get in, pick a pocket or two.
You gotta pick a pocket or two, boys. You've gotta pick a pocket or two.
Someone rich, both my funds start to itch. Just to find some peace of mind, I have to pick a pocket or two.
You've got a bigger pocket or two, boy.
I love that song, Tone. It's just brilliant. What a great cover. It's a great album. Make sure you do get Prehistoric Beat by the Zip Heads. And that was, of course, You've Got to Make a Pocket or Two, which I know every time I say it, it makes less and less sense. Rather like my life. Tony, have a great time in Alemania.
Thank you very much.
Deutschland this week. You guys have a great time in Paris.
Thank you.
And London. I'll hope you have a great time in Oslo. We're getting about. This show really is international.
It really is.
That's about the size of it. Right. Say goodbye, Buttons.
Goodbye, Buttons.
Say goodbye, Mrs. Buttons.
Goodbye, Mrs. Buttons.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Night, night, John Boy.
Bunch of guns!